It is time for our 2021 Darlington Tigers High School Football Coaches Preview Show, and we are joined by the Darlington Tigers head coach, Tommy Atha. And coach, it's here again.
It's hard to believe. You know, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, time seems to go faster and faster every year.
It really does. And speaking of time going fast, I was looking at the Georgia High School Football Historian site today. Is it really your 20th season at the helm?
That's crazy. I think it is. Yeah.
That is mind-blowing. And, of course, before that, you were an assistant under Jerry Sharp for several years. And so you've been here for a long time. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, obviously, Darlington's a very special place for you since you've stuck here your entire career. So what is it that keeps you coming back here?
Well, I think it's just the kids. It's just been such a pleasure through the years to work with the kids here, just because, I mean, we're never going to be a school that is just that's going to out athlete people player for player. But, you know, when I came here, there was just something different about the kids, their work ethic, their commitment, their pride in their school and playing for the Tigers. And that's something that has transcended all of these years, and it's still here, and it makes it a pleasure to come work every day.
Well, Coach, obviously last season, it was a tough year for everybody because you had some different challenges that no matter what your tenure was at any school, nobody's ever faced. And so preparation-wise, didn't really have a normal spring or summer or anything like that. But you guys went 6-4 in the regular season, got to the second round, and really held your own against the eventual state champions at Prince Avenue Christian. So when you look back on last season, I know right now you're hyper-focused on this season, but how do you think you'll look at that season and some of the things that went down last year?
Well, certainly just looking at it from being able to facilitate the year, what a unique situation. You know, we were proud of how we were able to navigate that, and really in the state of Georgia, being able to navigate and get a football season in was extraordinary. We certainly hope we don't revert back to those protocols. We're very excited to be wide open and business as usual, but we tried to maintain as much a sense of normalcy as we could. Athletic administration did a great job of protocols in the stadium and allowing us to play. But as far as, you know, I felt like we improved as the year went on. You know, I've always said you want to be a much better football team in November than you are in August. And I think we could say that about our football team last year. I think we were playing really good football right at the end of the year. You know, we got a tough draw in Prince Avenue. We're proud of the way we played against them, but certainly we're disappointed that we came up on the short end there in game 12.
When you look back at last season, you had a special group of seniors, and to guide and navigate them through everything that was going on and get to the end of the year, get the whole season in, that had to mean a lot, because I've talked to a couple of coaches where their season got cut short, and they were talking about the seniors being really emotional about that and that sort of thing. And so it had to be great to see that special group of players get through the season.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it was. You know, I mean, your senior year, that's just culminates your high school experience. And for those guys to be able to play not only a full season, but a couple of games in the postseason. And obviously, if you'll remember, the season got pushed back 2 weeks last year. So they played even longer than under normal circumstances. We were very blessed. You know, we had 10 seniors last year, and five of those guys have had the opportunity to continue to play. And we're just excited that they want to continue to play after high school. And we're very excited at any level, whether it's Division III all the way up to Division I, when a kid wants to continue to play football, we feel like they've had a good experience.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I noticed, I was at your scrimmage in which you played Callaway the other day, and I saw a few of those guys that are going to the next level here at that scrimmage to see their former teammates play.
Great to see those guys. You know, they've come back some through the summer. They feel comfortable coming back. They want to be back out here. They certainly want to, for us to see that they've got their stuff on, ready to go to whatever school they're going to, and are excited about starting that journey. So that was good.
Well, Coach, speaking of the scrimmage, you guys definitely took on a challenge facing the champions from AA last year, Callaway, and they always have a very good team. And I would imagine there was some strategy in terms of, you know, putting together a scrimmage against a really good team, find out what you're made of.
It's funny, I was talking to the head officials, we're going out on the field, you know, just kind of making a joke saying, yeah, you know, this one right here, this one, ooh, it's going to be a tough scrimmage. And, you know, his response was, yeah, we were up there talking and wondered who scheduled this thing. And I said my assistant coaches were asking me the same question. So falls back on me. But no, you know, we've talked about this before. We want to play great competition. We want to challenge ourselves. You know, we scrimmaged Dalton for a couple of years in the springtime. We scrimmaged North Murray in the spring this year. You know, we've had good scrimmages in years past, and we want to continue to do that. There's no way to replicate during the week what we were able to see on the field last Friday night. And so it was an opportunity to get better against really the defending AA state champions. And that's what we saw it as. And we felt like in a lot of areas we did get better.
On that note, what areas did you feel best about in terms of the scrimmage and just overall getting prepared for the season?
You know, I was really pleased. You know, Callaway's got so much speed. Really big concerns about being able to tackle those guys in space and being able to get to the edge and get receivers open and that kind of thing. I was really, really pleased with how well we played in space.
We're going to put a wrap on our first segment, and what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to talk about your offensive coaches and then talk about the offense a little bit. Later on in the program, of course, we'll switch to the other side of the ball, talk defense, special teams, and we'll wrap up in our last segment talking about the 2021 schedule. But this is the Darlington Tigers Football Coaches Preview Show with Tommy Atha. We'll be back in a few moments.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Purlin, Z-Purlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
Join us as Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers kicks back to the community August 11th through the 21st. We will have dozens of pieces of jewelry from our annual silent auction in the store. Select your favorite 501c3 charity. A $10 donation to the charity of your choice entitles you to a bid card allowing you to place bids on fabulous pieces of jewelry. Starting bids are 50% off the regular price. Winning charities receive 10% of the purchase price of every item in the auction. Hurry to Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers to find an exciting treasure for yourself and to help others in our community. Bidding begins August 11th and ends promptly at 2 o'clock August 21st. Kick back at Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We are members of the American Gem Society. Remember, we all win when we kick back to our community.
Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue, is Rome's oldest family-owned independent pharmacy. They've been in business since 1973. At Avery Drugs, most insurance is accepted. They have a drive-through window and offer free delivery for your convenience. And Avery Drugs accepts all major credit cards. Shop local. Shop Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue in Rome. Give them a call with your questions about coronavirus and other illnesses at 706-291-0999.
We're back to talk about the offense here on the 2021 Darlington Tigers Football Coaches Preview Show. We have Tommy Atha with us, Coach Tommy Atha. And, Coach, first of all, let's talk about your offensive coaches for this year.
You know, the one thing that we feel good about is the consistency on our coaching staff. You know, that's been one of the things we've really had the luxury of doing through the years is have guys that have been with us and continue to coach with us. And, you know, on the offensive side this year, we'll start with our offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Brent Bell. Coach Bell came to us 5 years ago, and it really made some great changes for us on the offensive side of the ball that the game's changed, and we feel like we've been able to roll with those changes and really, really like what we're doing there. Running backs-wise, I've got Coach Chance McClinic coaching the running backs and actually the tailbacks. And, of course, if you're a Darlington fan, that name resonates because he was the first Division I kid I ever coached and kind of got my coaching tenure off on a good foot when I could hand him the football for the time he was here. And got Coach Gavin Lawrence is another who played here in the mid-2000s and doing a great job coaching the fullbacks and tight ends for me. Coach Patrick Collier who also another former Tiger who's here, who had a great career as a running back and linebacker for us, and a little bit earlier than Coach Lawrence, in between him and Chance, and just doing a great job with the receivers. And Coach Alex Abels, you know, Alex is he's a great young coach, really, really intelligent young man, works at it. So we're blessed to have him. And then I'm the offensive line coach. It's been a paradigm shift for me because I coached quarterbacks and running backs for so long. But the past several years, I've really embraced this. And I don't think I'll ever go back to coaching skilled players again. But fortunate to have great help from Coach Dean Ratledge and Coach Kelly McDermott in that regard.
Coach, let's talk about some of your guys this year. I know on the offensive and defensive line, we'll talk about that a little bit. But you graduated some guys. But you got a good core of young guys that I know you're really excited about. So let's talk about those guys.
Yeah, you know, we're blessed to have more depth on the lines of scrimmage than we've had in a long time. And hopefully that translates to being able to keep fresher legs out on the field. But, you know, right now we have two seniors, Christian McClooney, who will be, you know, he was a stalwart on the defensive side last year. And, you know, we're counting for big things from him on both sides of the ball. And Caleb Butler is another senior this year who, you know, really, really fast offensive lineman, and feel like he's going to bring a lot to the table. And, you know, then the junior class probably has the most in it. You know, some really big kids, some good players in Gatlin Hancock, Bryant Powell, Joey Kite. And then you look, we're very fortunate to have big Gus Gamage. Gus was ineligible last year due to transfer, but he's eligible this year and ready to go, and we're super excited about him. You know, we've got Liam Norton, who's another 11th grader that certainly adds depth to us. And we get into our sophomores, you know, Truett Hayworth, Big Truett, has played a lot of snaps for us as a freshman last year, and he's actually the biggest kid on the line of scrimmage for us there. Got a good group of linemen that are going to be able to hopefully keep fresh legs on the field for us.
Then I know at the quarterback position, obviously your starter last year was Patrick Shelley. Getting the start in the scrimmage game was Jack Payne. I believe Shelley's nursing a little bit of an injury. But tell us about the quarterback position.
Well, we're very blessed to have two really good players there, you know, and you know, Pat's been injured. He's been overcoming an ankle issue, and we're just making sure, you know, we want him to be 100% healthy before we put him out there in any live situations, and he's progressing well. And Jack Payne's really had a great summer. He's really worked hard and really throwing the ball well and making good decisions. So we feel really good about that position. And, you know, we also have Jack Good, who is a junior who understands the offense and throws the ball well and can step in there. And then we have a sophomore in Hendrix Jones, who's a very athletic young man, and a new to Darnton face in the ninth grade, Sammy Kincheski, who's the son of Barry's head football coach, Tony Kincheski.
So you got some depth at the quarterback. And, of course, last year, toting the mail, a bulk of the carries was Harrison Allen. He's graduated, moving on to the next level. But I saw a quote from you in the newspaper, and it was talking about how you felt pretty good about your depth at running back. So let's talk about that.
We'll be running back by committee. You know, we've got a number of kids that we have a lot of confidence in. Thomas Bethel is a kid that carried the football for us when Harrison stepped off the field last year. And Thomas is overcoming a knee, a little meniscus issue that he had in baseball this year. And, you know, he wasn't in the scrimmage on Friday night. But we've also got Bowden Owens, who saw action primarily on the defensive side last year. But Bowden's a really athletic kid and gotten bigger and stronger. And we also have, new to Darnton, we have a young man named Caleb Thompson that's going to come over, super athletic, and feel really good about what he'll bring to the table. And then we have some younger kids in Timothy Smith is a kid that we think can step in there and give us minutes, as well as Demarion Floyd, which are both those kids are really athletic, quick young men. And then we have a senior now in Cordero, who he's more of a pounded up in there kind of kid, but we like our depth and feel pretty good about it.
Obviously, you're a team that's known for establishing the run, getting that going, but you certainly can throw it around as well. And in the scrimmage, it looked like you had some pretty reliable receivers out there.
One of the things that we were really pleased with was how we were able to distribute the football. I mean, just a number of guys to catch the football. You know, Will Bagby is a senior this year that we'll certainly throw the football to. Charlie Jones is a kid that played as a freshman and decided to come back in the spring. I mean, he's really got some skills, and so we've been very, very pleased with what he's doing out there. Got a number of other kids, you know, that we throw to from the inside position to the outside receivers as well. We've got another kid that's come over to join us, a rising junior, Eli Thompson. A kid can absolutely fly. So, you know, we feel real good about him. Slade Clevenger's another kid, had a big catch in the game on Friday. Timmy Smith, who we split out there in the slot, you know, Jack Cowan. So we've just got a number of kids that have the potential to go out there and catch football for us.
We're joined by the head coach of the Darlington Tigers. Tommy Atha is with us as we get ready for the curtain to rise on the 2021 high school football season. We've talked about the offense. When we come back in our next segment, we'll flip over to the other side of the ball. We'll talk some defense and certainly want to spend some time on the third phase. And, of course, that is special teams. We'll be back on WLAQ.
Sports and real estate are a lot alike. Hi, I'm Tom Holt, agent for Realty One Group Insight. Having the right coach and being prepared are what make winners. I would enjoy being your coach, whether it's a home, a commercial building, or a land lot. My job is to help you win the game by making the right plays and to cross the finish line first. It's simple. Give me a call at Realty One Group Insight, 706-578-1000, or my cell, Tom Holt, at 706-331-7098.
At First Bank Mortgage, we help others get to a better place. Your better place might be a yard for your kids or a bigger home for your growing family. Maybe it's just to refinance your current mortgage. Whatever your better place is, First Bank Mortgage will help you get there. Call 706-232-9458. Voted best mortgage lender 2 years in a row. First Bank Mortgage, 338 West 3rd Street, Rome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 472433. First Bank Mortgage, helping you get to your better place.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
Hey folks, this is Robert Mathis. I'm out here at Mathis Trailer and Equipment Sales. We're here at 3420 on Kingston Highway, and we also got a location in Leesburg, Alabama. Branson Tractors, we've got them in. Inventory is not as much as we'd like to see, but we got several horsepower sitting here. We have got some bargains for the day. You need to come in and check us out. Branson Tractors are going to run you 58 horsepower down to a 24 horsepower. They're tough machines. Come see us.
We're back on our 2021 Darlington Tigers High School Football Coaches Preview Show with the head coach, Tommy Atha. And coach, we're going to flip to the other side of the ball. First, like we did with our offense, let's talk about your defensive coaching staff.
Defensively, we feel like defense, great defense always gives you a chance to win. And so we take great pride in our defense. And, you know, our defense is headed up by my assistant head coach and defense coordinator, Kevin Hunt. Coach Hunt's been with me the longest. You know, Coach Hunt came, I want to say, in 06 and has been here since then. And, you know, just he's a tremendous football coach. You know, demands physicality out of the kids, keeps that edge, but does a super job from a scheme standpoint, but coordinates from the linebacker position, mostly with the outside linebackers. With the inside linebackers, we're blessed to have Coach Chance McClinic, who helps with the running backs, Coach Kelly McDermott, who's my head JV coach, but really adds some depth there at inside linebacker for us. In the secondary is Coach Patrick Collier. He is primarily in charge of the secondary, and he's assisted by Coach Bell and Coach Abels. And then the defensive line, Coach Dean Ratledge, you know, you talk about the guy with the most experience on staff. We always laugh. Dean's the oldest coach on staff, and he's got more energy than everybody out there. So, I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going and going and going. He's assisted by Coach Gavin Lawrence on the defensive line.
Like we did on offense, let's talk about some of your guys, and we'll start with the defensive line.
You're going to hear some familiar names from the offensive side of the ball. You know, one of the things, you know, we don't have the luxury, we're never going to have the numbers to really be a true two platoon football team, but what we do feel like is we've got some depth so that we can roll some guys, you know, by series or numbers of plays or whatever. So all of our guys are going to be expected to play both ways, but hopefully, again, being able to keep fresh legs on the field. You know, it starts right there with our senior, Chris McClooney, at nose man. Chris is just, really powerful young man, uses his hands well, understands what we want scheme-wise. Caleb Butler, another senior that can give us some depth there. And, again, our juniors, you know, Bryant Powell, we're expecting big things from him at defensive end. Gatlin Hancock, Gus Gamage is a kid that can come in there, and he's got good enough feet to be an outside edge guy, but he's also big and strong enough to be a two-gapper in there at the nose man. And Big Truett Hayworth is another kid that we're expecting things from as well.
Coach, before we move into the linebacking core, this is a random question, but I'm just dying to ask you this. But, of course, Gatlin Hancock, you mentioned his name a couple of times, and he has a pretty righteous mullet. Are you surprised that that is a fashion trend that is back in vogue these days?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't have any hair anymore, but there was a time back in the 80s when Coach Atha had one of the best mullets that you might have ever seen. Never thought it would come back. Had hoped it would not rear its ugly head again, but nevertheless, the mullet seems to be back in vogue, and I think it looks just as bad as those pictures of me back in the 80s.
Now that I have this knowledge, I've got to find a way to make one of those pictures surface. I must see this.
Well, I can't say it was a thing of beauty, but it certainly is the truth. I think probably being bald with no hair at all is a better look than what I had in 86.
I just can't get over it, man. And I've been talking to Dave Corbin about the video. We need to come up with a mullet cam, but we hadn't made that happen just yet.
Yeah. That certainly would be something to look at for sure.
Well, anyway, Coach, let's move into your linebacking core.
Linebacker-wise, we base out of a two inside linebacker look. At the inside linebackers positions this year, you know, Alan Cordero will be a senior this year. We've got a junior in Highland Thomas, new to Darlington, and a freshman in Joel Lowenberg, who we feel like, got a chance to be a really good player. We've also got a junior in George Shropshire is another kid that's going to step in there and give us depth at the inside linebacker position. And then freshman Cam Pettit will step in there. More JV reps, but is going to be a good player down the road. And then at the outside linebacker positions, Jack Good, who's also a quarterback, but has stepped in and done a great job. McKay Rush. We've got a senior in Trenton Mercer, who's had a really outstanding summer. And we're counting on big things from him at the outside linebacker position. Jack Cowan's another kid. There'll be a junior that could step in there and give us some time.
And, Coach, obviously moving back into the backfield, let's talk about your defensive backs.
Yeah, we feel really good about, the depth we have in the secondary, you know, starting with the corners, kids that got varsity time last year. Talon Shirey is a kid, and I failed to mention Talon on the offensive side of the ball. That's a kid that really has the ability to stretch the field, and he'll be a two-way player for us. We'll throw the ball to him in space. He's a really fast kid, and he'll turn around and play in the secondary for us as a cover corner. We also have Demarion Floyd, who we think can be a super cornerback. Eli Thompson, as I mentioned, a new kid that can help us there. Will Bagby, Charlie Jones, really have some good depth there at the corner position. And then at the safety position, you know, most of the time we have two safeties on the field. Sometimes we're one high, but Bowden Owens is a kid that played there last year and we're looking for big things out of. Thomas Bethel, getting him back healthy. You know, he was the other starter, so we got both our starters back. Caleb Thompson is another kid that's come over that will certainly help us there. Timmy Smith has had a really good summer and really good fall camp. So, you know, number of kids. And like I said, in the effort to keep fresh legs on the field, we won't hesitate to play them.
And then, Coach, as far as special teams are concerned, obviously last year you graduated an exceptional kicker in Brinson Sumner, who's going on to the next level at Mercer. So, obviously, working in some new faces there.
Brinson's such a weapon, really. You know, and one of the things I hope I, I've been able to keep going, but learned from Coach Sharp a long time ago was you make sure you give due diligence to special teams. And it's a third of the snap, so we spend time on it every day. Coach Ratledge is my special teams coordinator, and he really works at it and spends time. From a kicking standpoint, we've got a young man, a junior, Ryland Scott, whose leg keeps getting stronger, and he's another kid that has that work ethic. He gets out there and just works on his technique. And then we've got a sophomore, Hendrix Jones, who actually did some kickoff duties for us last year as a kicker. And, you know, from the punting standpoint, Charlie Jones has really stepped in and really, really hit the ball really well. So we're very blessed that he came back. And Highland Thomas is another kid that can punt the football. And I'll tell you the other thing we've got that a lot of people just take for granted is our long snapper is, I mean, he's a recruitable long snapper in Mason McKenzie. And, I mean, he doesn't miss a snap. His times are great. He can run and tackle. And he's certainly a blessing to have at the long snapper position. And Mason's another kid as a senior receiver that he's another one that's in the rotation out there and another one that caught footballs on Friday night. So blessed to have him as well.
And as far as your kick returners?
Returner-wise, you know, Charlie Jones, really any of those guys that are on the back end defensively, we have confidence in. Demarion, Eli, like I said, Charlie, Tommy Bethel, you know, so, I mean, we've got confidence in a number of kids.
Well, we're joined by the head coach of the Darlington Tigers. Tommy Atha is with us. We're getting ready for the 2021 season to begin. We have time for one more segment, and in that segment, we're going to have a look at the 2021 schedule. So we'll be right back after these messages on WLAQ.
Today, we're talking about back pain. Nobody better to talk about back pain than Dr. James Keem of the Proctor Keem Chiropractic Clinic.
Well, thank you, Randy. And it's something that we deal with every day in the office. As we've talked about many times, it's the most common thing that chiropractors deal with is low back pain. Low back pain can be a disc problem, most likely, but it's something that chiropractors can take care of. If you're having some back pain, you might want to give chiropractic a try. Don't let it get worse, get down in your leg or something like that, get the sciatic nerve pinched. If you're having a back problem, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12, phone number 706-291-1971.
Hey there, BJ Littlejohn with Ware Mechanical again. Summer's here, and in Georgia, that means hot. This is the time of year to make sure your air conditioner is ready to go with a checkup from Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. Checkup today can save you big money down the road. Give us a call at 706-234-3051 and set up your service appointment. Keep cool all summer long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Austin Ratliff's Armor Chief Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally because they're owned and operated locally and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Armor Chief Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway across from the high school.
Back with the head coach of the Darlington Tigers, Tommy Atha, one last time. And in this segment, Coach, we just kind of go down the schedule for 2021 and let people know what you have coming up. And kickoff is going to be on August the 27th here by the lakeside. It's nice to get a home game to open things up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were fortunate when we scheduled Lakeview Academy, they agreed to come here twice. Of course, you know, there's a financial commitment that goes with that, but we're blessed to have them to come to Darlington 2 years in a row. But I tell you, talk about a really much improved program. Coach Lee Shaw is their head football coach. If you know anything about football in Georgia, you know, Coach Shaw's been super successful. He was at Flowery Branch. Both his sons played, you know, high level. One played quarterback at South Carolina, one played quarterback at Georgia Tech. So the guy knows what he's doing. But he's done some really good things there at Lakeview already, turned them into a playoff team last year. So, you know, big challenge right out the gate. The next week we go to St. Francis, and St. Francis will be the most athletic young team I think we've seen in a long time. And, again, another familiar name, Frank Barden. So very, very well-coached football team, and they will be super athletic. So big challenge there. Come back home against Heard County, and, I mean, that speaks for itself. You know, I mean, they're 2 years removed from a state championship, and even though, you know, they've changed head coaches, Coach Barron's gone to Villa Rica, most of their staff stayed, and they just moved up through the ranks, and they're huge up front. So, you know, big challenge there. The next week we do host Heritage High School from Catoosa, which is big 4A school. Coach Slaughter, they're always going to be super physical, and he does a great job in his spread offense. So a tremendous challenge there. On the road for the next 3 weeks, we go down to Kings Ridge, again, in the state of Georgia, another extremely well-known and good football coach in Coach Terry Crowder at Kings Ridge. And, you know, they're only going to be much improved. And they came in and gave us a handful last year. You know, they gave us all we wanted. So that's going to be a big challenge. We go to Bremen the next week, and Coach Russell feels like this may be the best football team he's had since he's been down there. So that tells you what he's thinking. The next week we go to Mount Perrin with Coach Mitch Jordan, and they'll be – I'll be honest with you, if I had to look at this schedule and say who's going to be the most improved football team on the schedule, it's going to be Mount Perrin Christian. They've got some athletes in there, and they'll look much different than they did last year. And then we come home for homecoming against Christian Heritage. Big game for us, you know, lost a close one up there last year. Played them really well in what had been their best team so far, and they just continue to get better and better. So a huge challenge there. We go week 9 down to North Cobb Christian. Again, North Cobb Christian, one of the most improved programs in the state. They've got a lot of athletes coming in. A little different scheme as Coach Holler's moved on to Commerce, and they've hired a coach from Lanier High School. So they'll be, you know, more of a spread type football team. And then we'll finish up at home with Walker. Don't really know what to expect from Walker, a new coach again for them, so we'll have to see what they look like. And God willing, you know, if we can get through, we play 10 weeks in a row. We were talking about that earlier. We do not play the first week, which is this coming Friday, and we do not play the very last week of the season. And we play 10 weeks in a row in between, which I don't relish, but we did it last year, so hopefully, if we can have some success and God willing have the opportunity to advance into postseason play again, we'll get a week off to catch our breath.
And then in terms of the schedule, like last year, obviously it's a small region, so you play 6 non-region games before you get into your region schedule, which is kind of unusual from what we've experienced in the past, but something that you had last year.
When we were operating under the power ranking system, you really had to come out of the gate, and it was almost like having 10 region games because every single game counted towards your playoff picture or playoff future. You know, now I don't want to say we have the luxury because there's 6 tough non-region games, but not as much pressure to have to win in those first 6 games from a playoff standpoint. Now, that certainly doesn't take the pressure that we feel to go out and win each week, taking pride in our program, but it does give us some time to work out some kinks and add wrinkles and that sort of thing going into that first region game.
And obviously the goal is to win every week, but it's got to be kind of nice, you know, even though there were some good things, I guess, about the power rankings, but to be clear on what happens when certain things happen in terms of what you do in games.
Coming down to you've got to win these games to advance and be in, you know, in this position going into the playoffs. It's a lot more clear cut, lot less headaches involved.
Well, that's going to put a wrap on our discussion about the season schedule, which is set to begin for you guys next week. These are airing on August the 19th, but I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your time. It's always an exciting time of the year. Everybody's got a clean slate, And I can just tell all the coaches around the area and teams are fired up to get things rolling, and certainly want to wish you and the Tigers the best of luck this season.
Absolutely, Matt. I appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Well, that's going to put a wrap on our 2021 Darlington Tigers Head Football Coaches Preview Show with Tommy Atha. We're going to take a short break here on WLAQ, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt. We'll be back on WLAQ.